There were three lines in Oifi's story this morning that caught my ear about the planting of trees that were not yet trees. The first is the line, "The land is hungry for something to hold it together. The seedlings are hungry for some place to grow. The olives will come in their own time." It feels to me that our lives, our very lives, are hungry for something to hold them together. Our hearts are hungry, and we, the seedlings, are hungry for some place to grow. It's why we gather. It is why our inclination to come together and our need to stretch and grow, and like the olives, the harvest will come in its own time. It happens here in church every week. Life offers us this place to grow together, to nurture our spirits, and to tenderly rise up and out of our sheltered spaces. One of my favorite comments about church comes from 20th century theologian James Luther Adams. Church, he says, and this may be familiar to you, church is where we get to practice what it means to be human. Church is where we get to practice what it means to be human. What a gift. Because we all need a place to practice, don't we? If we want to play music, we have to practice. If we want to express our art, we have to practice. If we want to be good at being amongst each other, how is it we imagine we wouldn't have to practice? We who make mistakes all the time, like the hungry thief, like the treasurer, like the prime minister, even as we judge each other more easily than ourselves. We who want fruit to be available to us immediately. We each need a place to be reminded that mindfulness and compassion and forgiveness all take time. We need a place for our efforts to make sense of our living. And today we acknowledge and we celebrate that this place, this sanctuary, is not just the place for us, but what we know it can be for others as well. This church is where we get to put our love into action. For ourselves, yes, because this life can be quite hard. We know that as much as things come into our lives, people come into our lives, things and people go away, and we are called to love beyond our losses. We are called to be present to each other, but also to offer to others what we know we need for ourselves. We're called to love beyond our own needs and in this progressive home, to love, as the Reverend Tandeka reminds us, beyond belief. We know that because we have been doing that here. When I came here 5 years ago, I found a church that had survived, that had brought itself back to life, that had resuscitated the granite and the pews and the rugs and the walls and the windows. You had breathed new life into this sacred space. So if you are visiting today or not new enough or new enough not to know the history, this church might have been lost not so long ago. Any of you who were here 30 years ago or more, I wonder if you would raise a hand and let us see you. Among us, a few. And if you came here perhaps 20 years ago or more, raise your hands. A few more. And if you have come within the last 10 years or so, raise your hands and show us. What? John said something, I missed it. We could continue right up until the present, during which time you have extended your care even more so over these last 5 years. You have offered your welcome to the community around you beautifully. You have opened your doors to all kinds of different people, to activists and practitioners, to those in recovery, to those who would engage in civil disobedience, to those who practice balance in their bodies and their hearts. You have supported a sanctuary guest. You have chosen to speak out to the community at large with a rainbow flag and a statement of how Black Lives Matter. You are bearing fruits for yourselves, but also for those around you. You are welcoming small people, those small theologians among us, in new ways, growing a village to nurture and sustain new generations. You have welcomed awesome and strange music into this sanctuary to push yourselves to understand and appreciate unusual artists. And all the while, the heat is on, the lights work. There is a roof that keeps us dry. Yay. I wish you had been here for the Day of the Buckets not so long ago. I am so grateful for your gifts and proud of your efforts and your achievements. Sometimes I feel like I want to go around the neighborhood and knock on the doors and say, people, do you see? Do you see what's going on there? Do you see how their generosity sustains this vision? I must tell you honestly that I am worried about the future of liberal church, church in general, but liberal church in particular. I believe in it so strongly, and the need for us to practice weekly together what it means to be human. But also, I believe in its place in our culture, in our civilization, at this time in our history. I worry about who we will become if we do not have this institution, this questioning and creedal-free home in our midst. My love for church primarily, but also my concern for a world without it, is what compels me to give more here than I give anywhere else. Dear and Holy Spirit of life, inspiration, dear voice within us, do you think there's enough love these days? I fear there's a shortage. And we must do what we can to help fix that. Please pledge this year as generously as you are able. Today, if you like, tomorrow, the next day. The stewardship team has made it particularly easy this year. For that, we are grateful. This is our love in action. This is our home, and the home we can share with all of those around us. Let us make it so.